Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I want to talk about a topic today that's been, I guess, near and dear to my heart in the past few months because I've been noticing a pattern in my own friend group, and not just in my friend group, but in almost everywhere I go. In the office I used to work at, I used to hear this, you know, in cafes, I hear people talking to each other, and I hear this all the time. So I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. So I'm going to talk about aging. And the reason I want to talk about aging is because I hear this all the time. Oh my gosh, I'm dreading my birthday. I don't want to turn 30. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm turning 36. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm turning 26. I'm getting so old. Right? I hear this at every single age. I hear this people younger than me, people my age, and people older than me. And why am I making a podcast about aging if a lot of you might say I'm young right now? I'm 25. Well, in my opinion, fear of aging has nothing to do with age and everything to do with mindset. Because I see this fear in 21-year-olds, and I also see it in 65-year-olds. It has nothing to do with how old you are, but it holds us back from actually enjoying life. It's just another fear, another stressor, another anxiety that is unnecessary that stops us from limiting our life to its true potential. So I noticed that my friends stopped celebrating their birthdays at like 22, if not younger. We're socially constructed at a really young age to dread our birthdays, to see each year as a sign of getting older, and a sign of getting older as something negative, as something that should be avoided, as something that causes stress and anxiety and fear. Why is this? What creates this fear, this mindset? Because the idea of aging, of getting older, of dreading our birthdays, this is all socially constructed. So why is there this deep set fear in so many people around getting older, around turning a certain age? Well, the number one reason is the timeline. So we have a socially constructed timeline that society tells us we have to meet to be successful, right? So it's being married by a certain age, it's having a career by a certain age, it's having retirement at a certain age, having a house or a home at a certain age, being able to take vacations at a certain age, having kids at a certain age, right? There's a timeline for everything. And society tells us that this is what success looks like, this exact linear line. And if you stray from this path, you are not successful. So one huge fear I see a lot of people having is, oh my gosh, I'm dreading turning whatever age it might be because I don't have this, this, and this. And I thought I would have this, this, and this by this age. So for example, I have friends who dread turning 30 because they're not married, or they don't have careers, or they don't know what they want to do with their lives. And so they dread that age because for them it represents their uncertainty. It represents the proof that they are not successful because their life does not match up with the timeline that society shows us that says this is what a successful 30-year-old looks like. Now, if you were to take every 30-year-old who had reached that linear success that society tells us, right? They have the house with the picket fence, they have the long-term career, they have the salary, they have the stability, maybe they even have the family, the kids, the marriage. How many of them are actually truly happy, are actually truly fulfilled? Definitely some of them, but not all of them. In fact, not even most of them. Because that outward success is not what creates the inward happiness or the inward fulfillment. Yet we all chase it. And then we get there and we're like, wait, I thought when I got here, I was going to be happy. But most people aren't. Because happiness is an inside job. It's all about the inner work and the mindset. So yes, the people who have the mindset they need, who have the inner fulfillment, they're going to be happy if they've reached that path of success that society tells us. And they already have the inner part figured out. Yeah, they're going to be happy. But it's not the outward success that brought the happiness. And the other 30-year-olds who say, don't have life figured out, don't live in a picket fence house, don't have a career, don't have a salary, don't know what the hell they're doing, aren't married. Does that mean they're unhappy? No. Once again, it all has to do with the mindset, with the inner work, with where you are in your heart, in your soul, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, not physically. So what I'm saying is, regardless of the physical, the outward appearance of your life, everyone has an equal opportunity to achieve that inner state of peace because it's all in your mind. So truly, success has nothing to do with the timeline. And yet society tells us this and makes us feel bad for not reaching a certain area in our life by a certain time. When in reality, that timeline that motivates so many of us doesn't bring what we're actually looking for. Because if you ask someone over and over and over, all right, you want, you know, $1 million. Why do you want it? Because I can buy X, Y, and Z. Well, why do you want that? Because it would, you know, make me feel good and it would bring me more joy. All right. And why do you want more joy? Because I want more happiness. And why do you want more happiness? Because I want to live a fulfilled life where I feel good every day. Right? It all comes down to that. Everything. If you ask someone why enough times, you're going to get down to what truly intrinsically motivates people. And it's joy, it's love, it's happiness, it's freedom. It's not the actual money, it's not the actual house, it's not the actual job. It's what these things bring us. So if you have joy and happiness and love and freedom, but you don't have a life that fits the timeline of success that society feeds to us, can you still be happy and fulfilled? Yes. So what happens if you don't have this timeline that you feel like you need to have by a certain age? Well, nothing. Everything in life is neutral. It's only your thoughts about it which can actually hurt you. So if you're looking at your life and you don't have the house you thought you were going to have by this certain age or whatever it might be, the family, the job, that actually cannot hurt you. That situation is not bad. It's not negative. It's not evil. It's just neutral. It just is. Your thoughts about it, your judgments of yourself for not being where you thought you would be, that is what is actually harming you. So if you're not happy with where you are and you feel like you need to be somewhere else, ask yourself first, what is my intrinsic motivation to be where I thought I would be? Why do I want that? Is it the time? Is it the freedom? Is it the happiness I thought it would bring me? Do I have that in my life now? And if not, how can I cultivate that in my life now? And then look at your thoughts around the situation. If you can't change a situation, you can change your thoughts about it. And our thoughts create our belief system. So ask yourself, are my thoughts, are my judgments of myself serving me? And if not, what are some thoughts that do serve my own highest good that I can replace them with? The idea that we have to be a certain place or feel a certain way by a certain age is just not true. It's a lot of marketing. For example, the fear that, you know, we need to buy a house by a certain age, that is marketing from years and years and years ago, like 100 years ago. That's the housing industry that created that. If you research and look into that, that was a marketing tactic that is now part of this American dream, that is now part of this timeline, that is now part of this pressure to buy a house, to look successful, to feel successful, when in reality, everyone is just looking to create meaning in their life, to create significance. And one of those ways for people to create that feeling of significance is to create a feeling of success. And so many people feel like to create that significance in their lives, you must go and create that outward look of success. All right, what else causes this fear of aging? Because the timeline is just one of many. So another one I see all the time is, you know, I'm getting older, I'm getting more wrinkly, I'm not going to be as beautiful, I'm not going to be as wanted. So the idea of beauty, or the idea that we get worse as we get older, once again, socially constructed. Beauty in itself is socially constructed. And when we're constantly telling ourselves, I'm getting more wrinkly, I'm not going to be as beautiful, your mind is listening. Your subconscious mind is always listening to everything you say, even what you say about others. Your subconscious mind hears and it takes everything you say as 100% truth. So if you are constantly telling your subconscious mind, I'm getting wrinkly, I'm getting uglier, I'm not as beautiful anymore, no one's going to want me now, no one's going to think I'm beautiful, that is what you're going to create in your life. You're going to attract people to you who don't appreciate your beauty. What if you held the intention that every year of my life, life gets better and better and better, and I get better and better and better? Every year of my life, I become more beautiful. Every year of my life, I become more intelligent. Every year of my life, I have more fun. Every year of my life, I attract more love to me. Remember, what you tell yourself, your subconscious mind takes as the truth and then uses that to create your reality, right? What you tell yourself, this is the lens with which you create and see your entire life. So if you don't like the way things are happening, check your thoughts and change them. I set the intention in my life that life gets better and better. Life is always getting better. There's always more joy. There's always more love. There's always more excitement. There's always more impact to make. And so I set that intention, and so it is. That's it. If things don't seem like they're getting better, it's only because I can't see the lesson there, or I can't see the bigger picture there. It doesn't mean that things aren't actually getting better. So if life is getting better and better every single year, then we should be celebrating every single year and looking forward to every single year and loving every single year that we get 1 year older. It should be like this huge celebration because life is getting better. And if your life isn't getting better year by year, then check your thoughts, because your thoughts are creating your beliefs, which are creating your reality. So if you're complaining about every year getting older, your mindset is creating a reality that you don't want. Your mindset is not serving you. Your thoughts are not serving you. Your belief systems are not serving you. So if you're complaining about your life, you're automatically attracting more to complain about. So another fear I see is, you know, I'm going to get old and crippled and sick, and I'm not going to be able to walk or do what I love to do. So this one here, if you're taking care of yourself now, you're doing the absolute best you can do, then this is not going to be a concern. If you're already doing the best you can do, then that is the best you can do. If you're not doing the best you can do, then maybe your fears are valid and you need to start doing the best you can do. Take care of yourself now. It's an investment in you. And when I say take care of yourself, I don't just mean moving your body and eating well, because that is so important. You are what you eat. You need to move your body. But I also mean your mental and emotional and spiritual health. Do you have a spiritual practice? Do you feel connected to something larger than yourself? This is key to long-term health. Are you able to reframe your thought patterns when they're negative? This is also key to long-term health. Do you have a gratitude practice? All of these things, if you have the perfect nutrition practice and you exercise every single day, but you don't have emotional or spiritual health, you don't have health. So if you're worried about the way you're going to age or losing whatever it might be, your capabilities, then use them now. And that should no longer be a fear if you're doing the best you can do. Like, I cannot wait to be 70. The amount of wisdom and knowledge I'm going to have, the impact I'm going to be able to leave when I'm like in 50 years, is going to be enormous. If my life is getting better and better every single year, in 50 years, my life is, I can't even imagine how truly incredible it's going to be and the enormous impact I'm going to be leaving on this planet. Like, I can't wait to be 70 because I know my life is getting better and better each year, but I don't want to fast forward there because I also love where I am right now. I'm so enamored with my life, with where I am right now, that I don't even have time to fear the future. When you spend time fearing what your life is going to look like, thinking, you know, I'm not going to be capable anymore, people aren't going to love me, I'm not going to be wanted, I'm going to have wrinkles, people aren't going to like that, you are attracting more fear into your life. This is law of attraction 101. You literally attract and become what you think and embody. So when you waste your time fearing the future, you're attracting that future to you even more quickly. You're attracting that fear back to you. You're attracting more situations to you, which will exacerbate your own fear and anxieties. What if you spent that time living so joyfully in the present that there's no more room for fear of the future? You just don't have time for it. What if your only thoughts about the future were excitement? What if you only visualized the best case scenario? That is what you'll begin to attract. The only thoughts you should have about the future are thoughts of gratitude and excitement for what is to come for you in your life. The biggest cause of fear of aging or getting older is lack of presence. If you are living so grounded in the present moment, you do not have the energy for fear of the future. When you are so grounded in the present moment, you are so present to your life right here, right now, because truly right here, right now is all we really have ever. And we waste so much of our time either living in the past or living in the future. What if you were to just live in the present moment? If you were just living in right now, you wouldn't have time or energy or even the mindset truly to fear your next birthday. So the number one cure to fear of the future or fear of aging is living in the present moment, grounding yourself. So how do you cultivate presence? Meditation, number one. If you don't have a meditation practice, create a meditation practice every single day. Even if you feel like you're going crazy, even if you feel like, you know, your brain won't turn off, it's okay. It's normal. Push through it. Meditate for 5 minutes a day. Meditation grounds you in the present moment like nothing else. Gratitude. Cultivate a gratitude practice. When you find yourself in this place of fear, start creating a list of what you're grateful for in the present moment. And then even better, create a list of all the things you're grateful for in the future that have not yet materialized in your reality. So I call it like celebrating into the future. Express gratitude for the future that's not yet here. How else do you cultivate presence? Joy. This seems like common sense, but most people don't do it. You need to experience joy. That is our birthright. That is why we're here. Contrary to popular belief, we are not here to be miserable. It's not the norm. We should be feeling joy. If your only job today was to feel joy, what would you do? How would you spend your time? Now take those activities and schedule them into your calendar. Every single day, you should take part in activities that you're taking part in purely to produce joy. Joy, gratitude, and meditation are the three biggest practices that you need to have in your life every single day to cultivate true presence. Lack of presence is the same thing as anxiety and fear around anything, truly. Aging just being one small example. Another big fear I see is that, but I've wasted so much time in my life. Like, I spent 20 years working at this job that just I hated. Or I wasted 20 years not being my true authentic self. Or I wasted 20 years in this relationship, or whatever it might be. But once again, look at that wording. Saying I wasted my time, you are programming your subconscious mind with every word that you speak and think. If you tell your mind that you've wasted time, that is the way you're going to live your life. You're going to attract more experiences for you to continue to quote unquote waste time. You're going to get stuck living in your past, regretting this wasted time rather than staying grounded in the present moment, which creates more anxiety. And let me tell you this, you have not wasted any time in your life. The only wasted time is time that you consider to be wasted because when you consider it to be wasted in your mind, you're throwing that time away. You're pushing it aside as wasted, which means you're not finding the lesson. It's not possible to have wasted time unless you don't do anything with the experiences that you've had. Look back at the times in your life that you thought you had wasted and find the lesson. I guarantee in every experience, there is a lesson, a growth opportunity, relationships. There is something that you needed to experience to get where you are or to where you are going to be. Whether it be that lesson you needed to learn, that painful experience that actually accelerated your growth and to the person you are now. Maybe that horrible job actually introduced you to the person you needed to meet, who encouraged you to get to where you are now, or who introduced you to the person who published your book or will publish your book, or whatever it might be. There's a million ways that our difficult experiences serve us. There is no wasted time. So look at time that you feel like is wasted and find the lesson, find the growth. Every single opportunity, I mean, there is truly no right or wrong in any situation. The universe will take any choice that we make and immediately begin working to bring good from that situation. The universe is rigged in our favor. It is rigged in your favor. It is rigged in my favor. And when you start living life like that, you start to experience synchronicities. You start to experience life as if it's truly magical. Because it is. It's rigged in our favor. And so any decision that you make is going to be rigged in your favor, even if it doesn't immediately feel like it is. There is no wasted time. So can you set the intention that life is getting better and better each year? That where you are right now is perfect? We waste so much time looking at everyone else's lives, saying, oh, but she's 22 and she has everything that I don't have, and I'm going to be turning 45. Where you are right now is perfect. We waste so much time comparing our lives to someone else's lives, and we don't see what it took to get there. We don't see the years and years and years it took them to get where they are. We don't see that if we were where they are, if we had what they had at that age, we wouldn't be able to make the impact that we're here to make. Where you are right now is perfect. What you're going through right now is perfect. And it's what you need to experience to make the impact that you are on this planet to make. We waste so much of our energy wishing we were like someone else or wondering why we don't have what they have, when we could be using that energy to propel us to where we want to be. So let me just tell you this. You are not behind. Where you are right now is perfect. Where you are right now is serving you, even if you can't see it yet. The universe is rigged in your favor, and your life is going to get better and better each year if that is the intention that you choose to set. So ask yourself, what kind of life do I want to live? What do I want my life to look like in 50 years? How do I want to feel? How do I want to act? How do I want to show up? What kind of impact do I want to make? And then ask yourself, how would that version of me think, speak, and act? And spend your energy embodying that version of you, rather than wasting that energy living in the past or the future or comparing yourself to the timeline. Because truly, that timeline doesn't bring happiness. Having what that other person has won't bring you happiness. Being where you thought you wanted to be wouldn't bring you happiness. Every time we get what we thought we wanted, we go back to neutral. We have that initial excitement, then we go back to our neutral. You need to do the inner work. You need to adjust the mindset. You could get $10 million and you wouldn't be any happier of a person unless you cleared out that junk inside your head that's creating the veil of unhappiness. You can be the happiest person in the world at 85 or the most miserable person in the world at 25 with millions of dollars. The difference is in your mindset. So stop chasing the physical before chasing the mental, the mindset. We get to choose our own lives. We create our realities. The problem is that most people are creating their realities through belief systems and thought patterns that don't serve them, that have been socially constructed and programmed into our minds by society that tells us that success only looks one way. When in reality, there are a million ways to achieve internal success, and not one of them is adhering to a timeline, and not one of them is by staying young forever.